This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Emily Marie Carrington. Date of birth, June the 7th, 2005. Case ID number is 869-9193. Date of exam, February the 6th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 10/16/2023. Identifying information. This is an 18-year-old female with no children who happens to be single as well, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes insipidus. The claimant did graduate from high school, although she went to school and was homeschooled at home. At the present time, she lives with an uncle and her mother in an apartment, and she has been receiving disability benefits for approximately 6 years. She did present with a friend who helped give most of the history. Allegations number one, diabetes insipidus. History of allegations. The claimant states that since 2015, she has had the diagnosis of diabetes mellitus type 1, diabetes insipidus. She has a special pump that has been placed in her body that gives her 24-hour and 7 days out of the week insulin. Initially, when she was diagnosed, she had lost a large amount of weight and had dropped down to 90 pounds. She was having symptoms of polyuria coma, polyphagia coma, nocturia coma, and severe weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy coma, nephropathy coma, but does have some diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet, which she states are always numb. She denies any cardiovascular disease at this time. She does check her blood glucose levels 3 to 4 times per day and states they usually come out into the 300s. She does not know what her last hemoglobin A1C is. The lowest she states it's ever been is in the 40s, and the highest it's ever been is in the 600s. She takes no other medication at this time and is only on the insulin pump that she has with her. Daily activities. The claimant states that she sleeps a lot, occasionally watches a little TV, helps out a little bit with housework, occasionally goes to the grocery store, does a little cooking, and helps with the laundry. Her friend states that she takes her around where they walk around the block a little bit to get some exercise. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels at night. Her limitations include being able to walk one block very slowly, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb 4 steps, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 1 pound above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes at this time. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Alan Mercado. She is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, which does give her a little bit of relief. She states she does very minimal activity and just walks around the block very slowly for some exercise. She is also seeing a Dr. Sama, who is helping her with her psychiatric disorders. family history. The father died at the age of 35 from suicidal attempt. She does not know the health of her mother. Medications, a Novolog, continuous pump, iron sulfate, 325 milligrams, BID, gabapentin, 100 milligrams, TID, and Vyvanse, 60 milligrams, QD. Medical problems, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus type 1, insipidus, history of chronic kidney disease, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, history of hypothyroidism, which has been resolved. The claimant also has a history of septic shock in 2018, which may have been also diabetic ketoacidosis. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. She does do vapor cigarette smoking. Alcohol, she denies any history of alcoholism. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, she denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, she denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 146 pounds. Height, 5 feet 2 inches. BP 112 over 67 mmHg, heart rate 93 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 99%, BMI 27, general. This is a 18-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and appears to be in mild distress secondary to diabetes. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T? The last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant states that she was supposed to be given glasses, but was unable to obtain them secondary to financial difficulties. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence. There is pigmented scars of the right hand and forearm, which amount to two different scars, both of them measuring 7 by 4 centimeters. The claimant states that she got these scars from biting her skin. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had fairly good eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent and her mood was flat for the time. Her speech was very slow and the claimant presented with a very poor hygiene and very dirty. She did not have clear thought processes, and her memory was poor. Concentration was poor, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant did appear to be somewhat confused. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was unsteady and slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, although she does complain of a generalized acheness of her body. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, but with decreased sensory findings. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 80 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices. Neurological, grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. The claimant hears but does not speak very well. She appears to be monotone and speaks very softly and slow. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for the fact that the claimant has diabetes mellitus type 1 insipidus. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of mild muscle wasting and mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to diabetes insipidus type 1, insulin dependent, poorly controlled, and signs of mild deterioration. The claimant also does not appear to be mentally stable. Her hygiene and her physical appearance do not appear to be normal at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Emily Marie Carrington.